Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
I know I don't even have to tell you what brand that is advertising, because it is one of the most iconic Christmas ads ever. But Coca-Cola has once again switched the original ad to an artificially generated one. Why, we are asking, would a brand like Coke use AI for advertising, and is this a trend or a mistake? Well, Kerry Matzell is a brand strategist at New World. So the first question, mistake?
I would say so, yeah. You know, it's something like your Christmas ad. This is what people look forward to every single year. It's that goosebumps moment, right? It signals the start of the season. It's the excitement, the anticipation, everything that's to come. And it might even mean something more like your own traditions, your own memories with your loved ones. And then to see it done like that, it's quite upsetting.
And the ad itself isn't perfect. There are glitches also within the ad, aren't there?
There are indeed. And, you know, I think it comes back to this idea of authenticity, right? We were just having a chat here before. Your authenticity is your currency as a brand. And people sense if something's off, even if they can't quite put their finger on it. People are smart. They know that it's not quite real. Maybe you're trying to pull the wool over their eyes or pull a fast one, so to speak. And then that starts to wear down trust. And if you're wearing down trust as a brand, then, you know, you're on a road to a bad place.
And is authenticity one of the most important factors for a brand now when it comes to what consumers are looking for?
I think so, absolutely. And I think it all, again, comes back to this piece of trust. You can't build trust if you're being inauthentic. And I think today's consumer is so discerning. They're so aware of what's going on in the world, whether that be socially, politically, economically, and they want more from their brands. So if they're giving you their hard-earned capital, they expect you to be giving them a real, real brand experience in return.
And that means a real, genuine Christmas ad with very little to no AI within it. I mean, I take it from Coca-Cola's point of view, this is not about saving money. You know, this is a company that understands, I would have thought, what its brand is and is happy to hand out a wad of cash to get that Christmas ad right. So is it about being seen to be sort of, you know, leading on this trend or leading on this AI movement?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. And, you know, I think there is a time and place for it. And I think when you're looking at, say, a smaller brand with maybe vastly more limited marketing budgets, something like AI can be an amazing tool. And I use the word tool very intentionally there. It can help you. It can help a smaller team, you know, box a bit more clever, spend their money a bit more wisely. But when you see someone like Coca-Cola doing it for their Christmas ad, which is such a big part of their marketing communications the year round, it just seems not right.
Is one of the big problems here is that this ad already existed. It's not the fact that it's an AI generated ad. It's that they've done an AI version of a particular advertisement that actually, as you said, had a real connection with people, whether or not you buy Coca-Cola or not.
I think you hit it on the head right there, because that seems to be what's really, really not standing right with people, where you've taken this iconic ad where people have been forming their own memories, whether subconsciously or consciously, around for the last few decades. And then to sort of take that away and to take the more human element out of it, to take that real raw emotion out of it, it just really, that's when the disconnect happens between people and brands. And that's when the relationship starts to degrade.
So are we seeing more and more brands using AI for advertising? And how do they do that without breaking that emotional connection, which is actually essential for an ad to be powerful and to have impact?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's conversations like this, where, you know, people are becoming so much more aware. And when I say people, I mean consumers. They're becoming so much more aware that they're really kind of looking underneath the bonnet a little bit more. So maybe at the start for brands, it seemed like, ooh, this is a way to do things much quicker and much more cheaply. But then, you know, now that people are starting to realize, I think everyone's starting to put the brakes a bit and say, hey, there's a time and a place, and let's actually think this through a bit more before we go out and launch our whole Christmas campaign about it.
And I also think people don't like the thought of illustrators, filmmakers, animators losing that opportunity at Christmas.
This is absolutely it. And the big question that, you know, we would always sort of ask ourselves is, who could that work could have gone to instead? You know, who could have had an opportunity to have a huge jump in their career or their portfolio? And instead, that was sort of just taken away, really.
But are we going to get to a point, do you think, Kerry, where we won't even notice that an ad is AI generated? Because this one was clear because of the glitches. And there's just this really glossy sense coming off this ad that you can tell this is not real. But will AI, I suppose, develop to such a point that it is so good that we won't be aware?
You know, that is the question of the hour, isn't it? It's funny because I think going back about a year, it was all about the hands. You could kind of tell if something was AI by the hands, right? But the hands are looking pretty good now. And all those classic telltale signs are starting to slip away. So it's not a question I have the answer to, certainly not. But it's something that we all need to just really, I think, tune in and be more aware of going forward.
Your advice to brands is, particularly around Christmas time, be cautious.
Exactly. Be cautious. Remember why people love you, why people go back to you. And it's not, you know, because of a snazzy video piece. It's because of the feeling that you give them, you know, those goosebumps moments. And when you're handing that over to technology, you're just sort of giving that away.
I'm just looking at the statement here from Coca-Cola. They said, the genie is out of the bottle and you're not going to put it back in. Last year, we decided to go all in and it worked out very well for us. Consumer engagement was very high. That's according to the global VP and head of generative AI at Coca-Cola. So they have a whole division now dedicated to this.
Yeah, and consumer engagement certainly was high when you go read those comments, but not necessarily in the direction you'd want it to be.
All right, Kerry Metzell, thank you for coming in and talking to us here on The Hard Shoulder. Let me know what you think. Is this a trend that you're going to embrace, or do you think it is a mistake? Do you want to see that human touch, particularly around those festive ads? Thanks so much,
Kira. Thanks, Kira.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.